The old man's pale blue eyes moved from the darts board to the bar and from the bar to the door of the gents, as though it were in the barroom that he expected the changes to have occurred. "The beer was better," he said finally, "and cheaper. When I was a young man, mild beer, wallop, we used to call it, was fourpence a pint. That was before the war, of course."
"Which war was that?" said Winston.
"It's all wars," said the old man vaguely. He took up his glass and his shoulders straightened again. "Here's wishing you the very best of health."
In his lean throat, the sharp-pointed Adam's apple made a surprisingly rapid up-and-down movement, and the beer vanished. Winston went to the bar and came back with two more half-liters. The old man appeared to have forgotten his prejudice against drinking a full liter.
"You are very much older than I am," said Winston. "You must have been a grown man before I was born. You can remember what it was like in the old days, before the Revolution. People of my age don't really know anything about those times. We can only read about them in books, and what it says in the books may not be true. I should like your opinion on that. The history books say that life before the Revolution was completely different from what it is now. There was the most terrible oppression, injustice, poverty, worse than anything we can imagine. Here in London, the great mass of the people never had enough to eat from birth to death. Half of them hadn't even boots on their feet. They worked 12 hours a day. They left school at 9. They slept 10 in a room. And at the same time, there were only a very few people, only a few thousands, the capitalists they were called, who were rich and powerful. They owned everything that there was to own. They lived in great, gorgeous houses with 30 servants. They rode about in motor cars and 4-horse carriages. They drank champagne. They wore top hats." The old man brightened suddenly.
"Top hats," he said. "Funny you should mention 'em. The same thing come into my head only yesterday. I don't know why, I was just thinking I ain't seen a top hat in years. Gone right out, they have. The last time I worn one was at my sister-in-law's funeral. And that was, well, I couldn't give you the date, but it must have been 50 years ago. Of course, it was only hired for the occasion, you understand."
It isn't very important about the top hats," said Winston patiently. "The point is, these capitalists, they and a few lawyers and priests and so forth who lived on them, were the lords of the earth. Everything existed for their benefit. You, the ordinary people, the workers, were their slaves. They could do what they liked with you. They could ship you off to Canada like cattle. They could sleep with your daughters if they chose. They could order you to be flogged with something called a cat-o'-nine-tails. You had to take your cap off when you passed them. Every capitalist went about with a gang of lackeys who..."
The old man brightened again.
"Lackeys," he said. "Now there's a word I ain't heard ever since so long. Lackeys. That regular takes me back, that does. I recollect, oh, donkeys years ago, I used to sometimes go to Hyde Park of a Sunday afternoon to hear the blokes making speeches. Salvation Army, Roman Catholics, Jews, Indians, all sorts there was. And there was one bloke... well, I couldn't give you his name, but a real powerful speaker he was. He didn't half give it to him. Lackeys, he says, lackeys of the bourgeoisie, flunkies of the ruling class, parasites, that was another of them, and hyenas, he definitely called them hyenas. Of course, he was referring to the Labour Party, you understand."
Winston had the feeling that they were talking at cross purposes.